Nancy here. Thanks for tuning in to another nutrition tip with me. A while back, I was asked by a listener about the health benefits of honey, and really more specifically, how can we justify the use of honey when we're trying to limit the addition of sugars in our diet? Well, first of all, as you're probably aware, sweetening with honey is a very old practice. And in fact, ancient Egyptians not only used honey as a sweetener, but they also used it as a healing medicine and, interestingly enough, an embalming fluid. Now, this history of honey as healing medicine is quite interesting to me, but as a dietitian, I'm more interested in current research that supports the health properties of honey. And I found an interesting study which was conducted on the effects of natural honey on cholesterol levels, including total cholesterol, LDL, and HDL. The researchers also studied the effect on inflammation marker, C-reactive protein, or CRP, fasting blood glucose, and body weight in overweight individuals. In this study, there were 55 patients, some overweight, others classified as obese, and these were randomly recruited into a study and assigned into two groups, a control group of 17 subjects and an experimental group of 38 subjects. Both groups received the same amount of sweetener every day for a maximum of 30 days. The weight was 70 grams. It was either natural honey or sucrose, as you know, as common table sugar. The patients in the control group received 5.8 tablespoons of sugar, which provided 280 calories. Remember, that's still 70 grams. And the patients in the experimental group, their 70 grams only took 3.3 tablespoons and provided a little less calories, 212. In the control and the experimental groups, body weight, body mass index, body fat weight, total cholesterol, LDL, HDL, and the inflammation marker CRP were measured before the treatment and at the end of day 31. Results showed that honey caused a mild reduction in body weight and body fat. In subjects with normal values at the beginning of the trial, honey actually reduced total cholesterol and other markers. In patients with elevated variables, honey caused a reduction in total cholesterol, LDL, and CRP. So the researchers concluded that consumption of natural honey reduces cardiovascular risk factors, particularly in subjects with elevated risk factors, and it does not increase body weight in overweight or obese subjects. Now, the abstract I read didn't include theories on why honey might have this impact, but from my other studies, I believe it may be due to honey's antioxidant compounds, which include phenols and flavanols. And we've talked about those in previous podcasts and the benefits of those on overall health. Now, it is unknown if these effects would be the same with smaller doses of honey, but this is certain. To get the amount of antioxidants to have any effect, you need to probably consume at least 1 teaspoon a day, but recognize that these participants were getting 3 tablespoons. So if you'd consumed a tablespoon of honey a day, you're probably going to see some health benefits. Do remember that the American Heart Association recommends limiting added sugar to 6 teaspoons. That would be 2 tablespoons a day or less. So just recognize that honey does fit in an overall healthy diet. Now, It does have a carbohydrate content, so it's not a necessarily diabetic-friendly sweetener, but it doesn't raise your blood sugar as quickly as a refined sugar can do either. I'll just mention a few other health benefits and uses of honey. Because of its anti-inflammatory properties, honey has been medically proven to reduce cough frequency and improve the quality of sleep in children with a common cold. And it is a natural cough suppressant. For occasional mild heartburn or upset stomach, you can sip a teaspoon of raw honey from time to time. You can also use it in a homemade electrolyte formula. Now, I've posted a link on my Facebook page to recipes for that, but you could just use your search engine to look for electrolyte formula with honey. And always, I encourage people to avoid looking for the magic bullet that's going to make up for poor food and lifestyle choices. So the basics of nourishing your body, whether you're having honey or not, remain the same. Minimize your intake of ultra-processed foods. Minimize your intake of juices. Opt for whole fruits and vegetables instead. Strive to eat 30 different plant foods a month. Fill half your plate with non-starchy vegetables at most meals, with a focus on eating the rainbow. Consume more whole grains than stripped. Adopt the half cup habit. Enjoy a serving of beans or legumes daily. That's going to help your gut and your overall health. And while you're thinking about fiber, make most of your food choices high in fiber and consume probiotic-rich foods. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you'll listen, you'll share these broadcasts widely, and give me feedback when you can. It's available on the Anchor website, which is where I record my podcasts, and you can actually record a message to me. Thank you, and I will talk to you again next week.